And now news from the auto industry. Chrysler has reached a non-binding agreement with the Italian automaker Fiat. The agreement would give Fiat a large stake in Chrysler, which has received billions of dollars in federal aid. NPR Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The two companies said in a joint statement that they would share technologies and open access to each other's markets. Fiat would also provide engine and transmission technologies to help Chrysler introduce new fuel-efficient small cars. Under the agreement, the Turin-based Fiat would not invest cash in Chrysler. The statement said Fiat would take an initial 35% stake, suggesting the deal could be broadened to 55%. Fiat Vice President John Elkann, also heir to the Fiat-founding Agnelli family, welcomed the agreement as an important step in strengthening both companies in a rapidly changing auto market.
I think this is a good deal. There are still many things happening. We have said before that consolidation of the auto industry is very important in the current market conditions.
In December, Fiat head Sergio Marchionne had predicted that only six of the current 50 car makers in the world will survive in the long run. Marchionne took over in 2004 and has been very successful in pulling the Turin-based automaker back from the brink of collapse. Chrysler chairman and CEO Bob Nardelli said a Chrysler-Fiat partnership is a great fit as it creates the potential for a powerful new global competitor, offering Chrysler a number of strategic benefits, including access to competitive products outside North America. The two companies face tough competition from larger and stronger rivals like Toyota, Volkswagen, and Renault. Chrysler and Fiat each produce about the same quantity of vehicles per year, just over 2 million cars and trucks, but they have very different markets. Chrysler is mainly concentrated in North America, while Fiat, whose models include Lancia and Alfa Romeo, is well entrenched in Brazil and Europe, particularly in its home market, Italy. It now wants a bigger share of the American market. Fiat is well known in Italy for its production of compact and relatively environmentally friendly cars. Its most popular models are small cars whose spare parts are cheap, easy to find, and easy to install. But the Turin company also owns luxury sports car makers Ferrari and Maserati. The automaker was founded in 1899 and has always remained in the hands of the Agnelli family. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.